This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is down Texas way for the big festival of music, film, and technology. One theme from the tech sessions, anonymity. That's like privacy's more proactive cousin.
Here at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas, part of the name of the game is finding out what's now and what's next in the tech world. Just ask science fiction author and keynote speaker Bruce Sterling.
You can kind of see tidal waves of trendy stuff.
One of those tidal waves in 2015 is definitely privacy. Last year, Edward Snowden spoke to South by attendees via a secure internet video feed. This year, the interactive portion of the festival has over 100 events that deal with the topic of privacy. Some here have moved beyond privacy and are pushing anonymity. Take the founders of Yik Yak. It's a startup that lets college kids broadcast their unfiltered musings to entire college campuses without fear of attribution. The service is one of many where anonymity is a key feature, and that has helped 24-year-old co-founder Tyler Droll expand his company fast.
The company is at about 35 people working on Yik Yak, and we've raised around $70 million, and we currently have a presence on just about every college campus in America.
Other larger companies generate revenue from their users' data. As a startup and a fledgling social network, Yik Yak doesn't need to focus on revenue yet. Microsoft just announced a biometric password feature for its upcoming Windows 10 operating system. Yahoo announced a new privacy feature here. It delivers Yahoo Mail users a time-sensitive special password for each login. Product VP Dylan Casey says the company is committed to offering more control and more transparency.
It's really important to be as transparent as possible and provide users with the tools and the ability to control, you know, what it is that they share with us and what we do with that, and where possible, give them the ability to manage it.
So is there a way to mine data and offer some anonymity to a growing number of users who don't want their email messages used for marketing ploys or something worse? Security specialist at the company Rapid7, Nicholas Percoco, says it depends on what you really want from your technology. Sometimes,
by the nature of just using the device, the benefit of that is that it's tracking you.
Think of maps or coupons while you're shopping. And even if you do decide you want anonymity as a user, it might be a quixotic quest. Percoco says, as time goes on, companies that pull in our data get bought and sold along with our information. Take a bit from data column A and a bit from data column B, and a company, government, or hacker can turn anonymity into a positive ID. From Austin, Texas, I'm Ben Johnson for Marketplace.